You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We are trying to find Michael Heidemann. He is at South by Southwest, and I believe we are going to hear from him. Oh, is he on the line right now? Michael Heidemann's on the line. Have we found him? I knew you were at a concert. You couldn't talk to us earlier. I hope you're having a great time, Michael. How are you doing?
Hi, Patty. I'm doing very well. I apologize.
Oh, stop it. You're on you're on work vacation.
It's no excuse. When Shantae called me, to get on the show tonight, I was stuck in the middle of the photo pit at the Wu-Tang Clan concert here at the Austin City Limits Moody Theater Pavilion, and I couldn't escape it. It was so loud that there would not have been a chance that you could hear me in a heartbeat.
Esmeralda,
that
really
is the weirdest sentence I have ever heard.
The Wu-Tang photo pit. Is that what you said?
Yes.
The Wu-Tang Clan photo pit?
Yeah, I think Shantae texted me right when Redman jumped on stage, and I was like, so there was no way that I could escape. There were people on each side of me, but I'm so glad to hear you. How's everything going in Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
How's the weather? Let's see. So last night there was a 20 to 25 car pileup on my way in, and I awoke to hear Steve Grzinich talk about how there was a 20 to 25 car pileup this morning again. Was it that big again, Esmeralda? Did you hear about that one? It was pretty huge.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, there was another one this morning. Yes. So,
oh my word.
I took the Metra in and I watched the park. I wish I had taken photos of the parking lot, but you know what? Then it's just mocking people who got on the Kennedy this morning. As you are from Austin, Texas, what's the temperature in Austin?
Well, right now it's a balmy 64 degrees.
Oh.
I have my life sweater on and jeans, so it's walkable, but you know, I do miss Chicago. I'm keeping the sweater on just to make sure that everyone knows that I am from Chicago and
uh-huh.
I'm used to the cold.
Oh, I see what you're saying right there.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do today? You saw Wu-Tang Clan, and what else did you see?
Well, the Wu-Tang Clan was a big thing because, you know, it's rare to see them. Actually, in the Wu-Tang Clan concert, before I forget, Seth Rogen, I saw his new movie with James Franco that's coming out yesterday. And he was actually in attendance, standing right by him most of the show, which was kind of cool.
Okay, wait a minute. How was the movie? Can you tell us about the movie?
My gosh, it's a new movie that's coming out. It's called The Disaster Artist, and it's about this cult film called The Room. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's basically gained this Rocky Horror Picture Show notoriety where people go. It only made $1,800 in the theaters. But now it sells out all over the country doing midnight showings, and they reenacted that whole movie and the director about how he made it.
Uh-huh.
And James Franco plays him, and Seth Rogen is in it as well. You need to see it. It's going to be on at the tip of everyone's tongues in about a few months.
So I've heard about that movie, and I'm hearing that James Franco might be up for an Oscar.
Oh,
because of this.
Really?
Yeah. That's well, that good.
They were saying that he totally embraced the character, so he never broke character. It was like a Daniel Day-Lewis style thing. So you'll see him, and it doesn't really even seem like him. It's different voice, different hair, different look.
Really?
Yeah, Patty, you need to see The Room in order to... Not, you don't have to see The Room in order to understand this, but you'll have a better context. And The Room is supposedly like just the worst movie ever. It's awful acting. It's a terrible movie.
Why have I heard of The Room? I feel like I've heard of it, but I've obviously never seen it.
You may have heard of Room, which won the Oscars a few years ago, but this is The Room.
Okay. Articles are important.
Not Oscar-worthy.
Okay, so far you've seen movies. You've talked to Bill Nye. You've talked to Mick Fleetwood. You've seen Seth Rogen hanging out at Wu-Tang Clan. I don't even know. Where does a week for Mike Heidemann at South by Southwest even go from here?
You know, it's I don't know. I think that I should just, you know, take my blanket up and just take a nap after a while. For a minute there, I thought I was going to fall asleep in my brisket sandwich this morning. So
Wait a minute. For
That's
breakfast,
not a bad problem to have.
No, having brisket sandwich for breakfast, first of all, and wanting to fall asleep in it, I think that's actually kind of commendable.
Well, I'm just trying to stay healthy. It's a very healthy diet I'm going on. Pinto beans. Potato salad and brisket sandwiches all day.
Now, have you found the free food places we talked about?
Absolutely. So for our listeners who are listening, there was this magical list of things that I was supposed to do and not do. Well, let me tell you, Patty, I'm doing all the right things now because I have been eating nothing but free food. There's free drinks everywhere. You walk down the street, which is like a Michigan Avenue-style street. It's called 6th Street. And basically the entire place is littered with concerts and food trucks. And then if you just go on a side street, there's like these free parties that you can go and attend. And they lure these people in by saying, we have open bar. Now, I am a professional, so I do not drink while I'm at these events, of course. So I drink lemonade, of course. And but the cool thing is you're able to get free food all day. I've been going to this one specific place called Happiness Avocado, where they give you avocado and vegetables that you can dip in them. So it's fantastic. This food truck needs to come to Chicago.
Now, can I recommend a place? Or maybe you might know about it. I just have friends who are there, and then they were recommending to a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Breakfast tacos at Torchy's.
Ooh.
Mm.
That's supposed to be good. So if you see Torchy's, get the breakfast tacos.
That's like a really Austin staple, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah. And also the green tacos at Chewy's.
Oh, wow.
And apparently it looks like it's been decorated by Roy Orbison, so... That could probably be a good place to go.
There you go.
He's my spirit animal.
Oh, there you go.
Well, now you've got to go there. By the way, now I'm looking at another list. Are you a badge holder?
Yes, I am a badge holder.
Okay, there's a place called New Dutch Wave House
mm-hmm.
that has free breakfast from 9 to 10 with free coffee and waffles, Dutch grilled cheese sandwiches, and Stroop waffle ice cream.
Oh, my gosh.
Stroop waffles are so good.
Stroop waffles, mm-hmm. yes.
I'm just saying.
You know what? I'm starting to see that, like, if you get one of those passes, mm-hmm. it's so economical. Everyone's giving you free food and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to spend that much.
This is why I'm going to, right now on the radio, petition for Pretty Lake Goes Down to Texas.
I like
for,
it.
For next year.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Reaper Bond Hamburgers, also for badge holders only, has free food, free burgers and beer. And that's courtesy of the city of Hamburg at 503 East Cesar Chavez Street.
Patty?
Yes?
You know your producer. Chantel, you're doing an amazing job. Your producer, Michael, he is a full-fledged German man, and uh-huh. he has definitely gone and to this, and those hamburgers are phenomenal. Phenomenal.
So you are doing South by Southwest correctly.
Yeah, well, I'm trying my hardest. I mean, anything that says free hamburgers, I'm in.
Excellent. Well, then I have nothing else to share with you. I think that you're doing spectacularly well. So what was on the plan for tomorrow? What's your schedule like?
All right. So for tomorrow, the film and the comedy portions of the festival are wrapping up. So music is starting officially tonight, but it's really getting into full swing tomorrow. So tomorrow I'm hitting all music throughout the day. What you do is I can see that they're setting up everything for the music event. They're doing the YouTube stages. Pandora has a place. TuneIn. WGN Radio is eventually going to get one. Trust me. But right now it's all music. So people are talking about what concerts they're seeing. Jimmy World is playing. I believe Weezer is playing later in the week. There's a lot of great Chicago bands. Benjamin Booker is going to be playing. He came through Chicago a few times. It's a phenomenal place to be. The energy is so high right now, especially when music comes to town. So I'm really looking forward to getting into that.
Well, if you get a chance, by the way, also look up Eric Childress, who's coming up on Nick D's show next. He's going to talk about the movies that he's seen at South by Southwest. So maybe you guys.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I want to connect with him.
He's bouncing around. Maybe you guys need to meet at the burger place at Hamburg. I'm just saying.
Hey, beer's on me.
There, because it's free. You're a good guy.
I'm economical.
Yes, you are. Well, have fun. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night, all right?
Great talking to you, Patty.
Be safe.